consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. If you have a Bible, I'd encourage you to open the Scripture and join us as we consider His Word. While you're doing that, I'd encourage you to go and look at our website at considerhisword.org. There are a number of things you'll find at the website, a number of other resources. You can find the other messages in this series, going back to the introduction a couple of weeks ago. You'll also find a tab there that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you, and you can click on that and let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. And if you'll write to us and send us an address, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, these prayer journals are absolutely free. They don't cost you anything except whatever it costs you to contact us. Send us an address. Tell us where you're hearing the program. Again, considerhisword.org. Now, if you'd like, you can also just contact me directly by email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Many simply write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We want to let you know that this is a listener-supported program. We don't have any corporate sponsors. We don't sell any advertisement, anything like that. And so anything you can do to help us out would be greatly appreciated. There's also a link for that on the website as well at considerhisword.org. Romans chapter 1, Paul is writing to the people at Rome. Then the great persecution. Paul was hoping to come and see them, and if you read the book of Acts, he eventually did. And so he wrote to them in the very first chapter, beginning in verse 15. He said, "So as much as it's in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Paul proudly proclaimed the gospel everywhere that he went. And in the past couple of programs, we looked at the definition of the gospel, that it is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Paul said, "I'm not ashamed to preach the gospel of Christ." In one of the earlier programs, I gave my testimony about how I would stand at school and proudly proclaim the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And oh, how we need people who will stand up for the gospel today and proclaim the gospel. You know, one time many years ago, I had gone to a restaurant with one of my friends, and we had our girlfriends with us, and we had another friend that was sitting across the table, and she had brought somebody new, somebody that didn't normally hang out with us. And as we were talking, my friend pulled out a tract to give to this new person that was with us, and her friend said, "Don't give her that. She's my friend." I thought, what in the world? I'm going to give her the gospel. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Give the gospel to everyone, to everyone in your family, everyone at your job. They should know that you're a Christian, and they should know that you believe in the gospel of Christ. Now, in the past, we looked at that we're not ashamed of the gospel because of its origin. The gospel begins with God. It does not begin with man. It's not man's idea. It was God's plan to redeem mankind to himself through the sacrificial gift of his only Son, Jesus Christ, on Calvary's cross. He was buried, and he rose again. It was God's plan, not man's plan. Today I want to look at this, that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because of its operation. Romans 1:16 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. The word power here in Romans is from the Greek word dunamis, which is the same word we get our word for dynamite. It's a power that only belongs to God. I think that the power of God is probably beyond our capability to even understand. Imagine he spoke the sun into existence. He spoke the universe into existence. It's a power that belongs to God, and it's a power by which he can save you as well. I like the way David said it in Psalm 62:11. God has spoken once, twice I've heard this, that power belongeth unto God. And I believe it was only God who had the power to save us. It was God who had the power to raise Jesus from the dead. It was God who had the power to raise Lazarus from the dead. And it is God that has the power to save our souls, to cleanse us and make us whole. It's only by his power. And God demonstrated that power by his love. He said, but God commendeth his love toward us, or demonstrated his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the gospel itself is a demonstration of God's power to save us. I mean, imagine, he can save the vilest sinner. The one who we would think could never be saved, God could save that individual. It's in the power of God to do that. There is no one who has so much sin that God cannot cleanse them and save them if they would just come to him and repent of that sin and put their faith in him. Isaiah 59:1 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. And the gospel itself is a demonstration of God's power to save souls. Now, I also believe that I'm not ashamed of the power of God because of its outcome. And that is what we're talking about, salvation. Because of the gospel, I know that I am saved. It's not something we have to wonder about or worry about. If you've trusted Christ, you have that assurance in him. Listen, I was lost and I was condemned to hell, but God loved me and sent his son to pay the price for my sin, to give me salvation. When I was only 8 years old, I trusted Christ as my own personal savior. I could take it to just about the very spot. I drove past it not too long ago in a little church where I heard the gospel. I was only 8 years old. You say, well, what does an 8-year-old know? Listen, I know this, that I would go to church. I would hang out with my friends. Many times I would just tolerate, just couldn't wait to get through the message. But one day I understood, and I heard what the preacher was saying. And our preacher back then, he used to quote John 3:16 nearly every service, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And somehow that day I heard the message and I understood what it meant to perish, that I was lost, but that if I would trust Christ as my Savior, I could be saved. And I went down that aisle, and there I prayed with my pastor and received Christ as my Savior. I remember that almost like it happened yesterday. However, I can't tell you what day it was. I didn't know that it was cold. It was sometime in the wintertime. And that day, God gave me eternal life. Remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we know it's not where thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And it was through Jesus Christ that we can be saved. The gospel results in the salvation of souls. Not only did God give me eternal life that day that I got saved, but you know, he gives me the abundant life. And I think this is something sometimes we don't understand, that God gives us abundant life every day, able to live life to its fullest and live life in a way that pleases him and glorifies him. In John 10, Jesus was speaking, and he said, the thief cometh not for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Are you living the abundant life? Now we go back to the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. The ultimate end of the gospel is that we can be saved. Remember, in a later place in Romans 10, Paul, writing to these same people, said to them that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Let me ask you this question. Are you saved? Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? Have you put your faith in him? And having put your faith in him, will you stand up for him? Remember, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God unto salvation. And notice he said it was to everyone that believeth. We're going to talk about that more next week. But I want to encourage you today, if you've never trusted Christ, take a moment right now. Repent of your sin. That means to turn away from your sin. Whatever you're doing, stop doing it. Put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He died for you. He loves you. And he invites you into his family. Our time is gone for today. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.